Okay, well, we might as well just start, I suppose. Because there are people wandering around at this time of day, we might get a bit of noise. The dogs are in the garden, protecting us from ramblers. So a very warm welcome to those of you who maybe are the first time listeners to the James Whale Radio Show podcast, which you can find right here any day you fancy listening to us. Just tune in. And if you don't like this one, well, there are many, many more hundreds of hours of stuff you can probably love to hate. So why don't you go and check it out? It's all on our website. At jameswhaleradio.co.uk if you haven't come that way. You may be listening, of course, on a radio station that takes this program. Awful them. And so we talk about some of the stories of the day. We keep you up to date with the news. We don't do any weather. And you know, we've sort of managed to get through. We have questions for the whale, which is very important. Any question I can answer. You just have to send them in and go on my Facebook page, send us a question, and we'll sort the problems you have out.
You're making
what
a noise.
What is that noise?
Is it one of your dogs?
Oh, it's my dogs. It's the dogs. Come here and sit down. Sorry about this, everybody. The girls have been out rampaging around the garden. And, so if you're a new listener, this comes from my home studio. And Rob, who produces this, who's in charge of it, where are you?
I'm here. I'm in the city of Bangor.
Yeah, he's up in... There's no city called Bangor. He's in North Wales and he lives on the Isle of Anglesey. And because technology is what it is, he lives there. I live in the south and we just sort of meet on the air.
That's true, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, so that's it. And he sorts out the programme. So what have we got today?
Well, I've left it all up to you this week because I've been busy.
What do you mean you've left it all up to me? What's that mean?
Well, I left the running order up to you.
But I don't do running orders.
I know you don't normally do the running orders. I'm just saying this week I've left it up to you. So I'm waiting for you to tell me what's happening this week in the world.
So have you not got any tech talk to do? Not that anybody really wants to listen to that. It's really boring, but still.
I can make stuff up. Don't worry about that. I'm well prepared for that part of the show.
Oh, right. Okay. And normally you do a little review of some of the movies you've seen. Have you not had any chance to see any movies?
I've seen a movie. I can talk about a movie, yes.
Right. Okay. Well, it's going swimmingly well, so I better kick it off. And we might talk a bit about reality TV, I suppose. Big Brother is coming to an end. And after every Big Brother program, they always say that it's going to be the last one and they're never going to do it again. I have to say, actually, I think this one has been quite interesting. There have been lots of ups and downs. There aren't any what I would call huge... I mean, I know Kirstie Alley is a big Hollywood star, but I wouldn't have recognised her if she walked down the street past me until she's been in Big Brother. Is that terrible to say?
No, not at all.
I don't think so either. I thought that the whole business between Roxanne and Ryan was appalling from the point of view of the producers. Probably why you haven't seen me on a bit on the side. I think that they, you know, they should not have done that to Ryan. Everybody saw that what Roxanne said about him was completely fictitious, yet they chose to bring him into the diary room and give him a formal warning. Why would you do that? I think that is very... And nobody's mentioned this. But anyway, there we are. So I've done my stint on Big Brother. So I think it's been quite exciting. I imagine Hardeep will probably... I hope he wins because he's the only one who's got a bit of something about him, to be honest. As much as you loathe him, when I was in the Big Brother house, Bear, who was even more appalling, won. And I quite liked him. Sally What's-Her-Face, the psychic, I think is the most boring person I've ever seen. Dan, the guy with, apparently, according to a lot of the ladies, has a very fit body, but he is dull, 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 dull. What's he ever done, by the way? I don't even know who he is.
I've never seen him before.
No. Dull. Nick Leeson, I know quite well, actually. I've interviewed him many times. He's a really nice bloke, but he's just sat there. And he could win, actually, when I think about it. He could win. He's just a sensible bloke. Just a sensible bloke. Went in there for lots of cash. And why wouldn't you? So Hardeep or Nick, I think, should win. Maybe Kirstie Alley, because lots of people think she's lovely and sweet. She's boring as well. In my view, I'm sorry, it's my view. You probably have a different one. Okay, so that's reality television out of the way. What has been happening in the world? Hell, what hasn't been happening in the world? Where do we start? I tell you what, there's been a huge fracas, hasn't there, about the scallop wars in the Bay de Seine, just off the coast of France. Which I don't know that I've actually seen the truth about this. First of all, the fishermen who've been throwing things at each other and shoving their boats in each other, they should be ashamed. And I'm led to believe that it's from both sides that have been doing this. Although if you read the British media, you would think it was just the French. The French's problem is that they don't fish for scallops at this time of year. It's not a European ruling. It is a ruling that the French made because the scallop beds in that part of the sea are not reproducing as quickly as they want, and they want to conserve the stock. So at this particular time of year, where I presume they're breeding or laying eggs or whatever scallops do, I have no idea, the French fishermen do not go and fish for them. So they're getting very upset that the English fishermen decided, well, it doesn't apply to us, we'll go and fish. And bearing in mind the Bay de Seine is right off the coast of France, it was always going to be a problem waiting to happen. But apparently now the French have said that they're going to, or the EU are going to pay compensation to the British fishermen. Now my bloody little computer has gone off. Hold on. There we are. Right. So it looks like it's all been sorted out. So I don't think we have to worry too much about that. I know you like a good scallop.
How do they breed then? Because aren't they like shellfish?
Yeah.
Contained completely in a shell? Or do they come out of their shell, as they say?
Yeah. I mean, I don't know why you ask such ridiculous questions. I'm not really very up on the sex life of crustaceans. Or should that be crustacea?
I have no idea. I'm no idea at all.
Not much up on the sex life of anything, anyway.
I can help there on...
Can you? All right. Yeah. Well, I don't think anybody listening wants to know anything about your sex life.
All I can say is it works. I've only got a couple of months left to wait.
What? To have sex?
No, until the end product arrives.
What are you talking about? Oh, you're about to be a daddy again.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, there we are, you see. That's what happens if you start messing around.
Yeah, but if I put a shell around me, that wouldn't have happened.
It would be very uncomfortable.
But that's true, yes.
Yeah. Yeah. Mind you, I did warn you, at your age, I mean, you should really be thinking seriously about this sort of thing.
Hard work coming.
Coming
I just realised what I said then. I'll say that again. It's going to be hard work.
Coming.
Yeah, coming up soon, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Well, yes, you know, you are the father, aren't you? At your age, I was just wondering.
As long as the wife's happy, I'm okay with it, whatever the situation.
Really?
Yeah.
I suppose it'll keep her quiet for a while, won't it?
Oh, yeah, a few years, yeah.
Right, well, I've forgotten what we're talking about now. Okay, so there are other things that need to be spoken about. Donald Trump, let's talk about Donald. Of course, I upset everybody by saying, listen, what's wrong with Donald Trump? Yes, he's vulgar. He's rude, he's a bully, he's all the things all the snowflakes hate, which is rather entertaining, it has to be said. And what has he done? He's got much, much more employment in America. He's got the economy boosted. He's beginning to make overtures to various warlike nations. Things seem to be improving. Okay, he said that Assad needs removing, something along those lines. Well, a lot of people would have agreed with him then, but it's not the sort of thing that you're supposed to say as a politician. Well, here's the thing. Trump isn't a politician, is he? He just is a personality. He put himself up And he won because, let's face it, people in the great democracies of this world are getting fed up with the politicians who talk the talk but can't do anything else. So they all talk fine before an election. They all tell us how wonderful it's going to be if they get voted in. They get voted in and then f*** all happens. Trump's got voted in. He's annoyed everybody. Bob Woodward, the Pulitzer Prize journalist. I've been listening to various journalists talking about Bob Woodward. He's the man who brought down Nixon, and he's always written stories about presidents not in very good lights ever since I can remember. And he's won the Pulitzer Prize. Marvellous. And he talks about anonymous sources in the White House say that they're all really fed up with Trump. I'm sorry. If some journalists, and I mean, you know, what having a Pulitzer Prize, it's no different to having an Oscar, is it doesn't really mean you're the best person in the world. It just means a bunch of people who were asked to be judges decided. Hell, listen, I've been asked to judge radio programs, but I've always said no. Listen, it's very nice to be given an award. I'm still hoping that somebody's going to give me an award. An honorary doctorate or whatever they give at universities. I think that would amuse my family no end. But you can't take awards seriously. It's very nice to get one, nice to go up on stage and receive it. But, you know, it's just a bunch of people who get together and decide they think you should have an award. And who says they're best at judging? So if you don't win awards, don't worry about it. You have to be in the right place at the right time, as far as I can see. Now, so that's why I think Trump is I don't know whether he'll get another term. I think he's tweaking the nose of politicians and politicos and the left-wing lovies in the media. I mean, all of them, they're all so snidey about him. I listen to them talking on radio and TV and see what they write in the papers, and you think, Trump's actually really enjoying this. And I imagine, I don't know, but I imagine they'll remove him from office at some time. And he'll probably say, thank goodness for that. I thought you'd have done it a lot quicker. You're all a bunch of bozos. But you can't get away from the fact that he has done some stuff, hasn't he? He has achieved some stuff. You know, we've got North and South Korea talking about denuclearization, about cutting their arms and everything else. We've got them talking. Well, we haven't. Trump did. They are trying to sort of build some kind of bridges with Russia, and everybody said, oh, he's in the pocket of the Russians. I wouldn't have thought he was for one moment, but, you know, if we bring peace to the world. Which brings me nicely on, of course, to Salisbury and the Novichok affair. And I just don't, I cannot get my head around it. Now, I don't understand that if Russia wanted to bump off a couple of their secret agents, they could do it without any of us knowing. It could have been a road accident. It could all kinds of ways people could have been assassinated and are assassinated. And some people never know that they've been killed. It's like an accident happened and nobody knows. Why would you bring a highly toxic nerve agent into another country when the chances are you'd get caught? So the possibility is they picked it up, if they did it, when they got here. And then why would you pick on, you know, I don't understand it. It just makes Putin look stupid. And it's playing out, I'm led to believe, in Russia in the same way that here we are, the Russian undercover people are, is it the CRU they're calling them? Well, I was interviewing on my, did I ever tell you I've got a new radio show? Well, new, it's been going for over a year now on talk radio.
No, I'm not sure you have, no.
Ah, well, I'm at Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday and Thursday from 7 o'clock until 10 in the evening.
I'll make a note of that. 7 till 10, you say?
Yeah, 7 till 10, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, 7 till 10.
Okay. Check it out.
Okay. I was talking to Alexandra Nekrasov, who used to be an advisor in the Kremlin the other day, who said, listen, why would Putin do this? It's not making him look very good. It's making them look like they're a load of bumbling fools. Not only that, this CRU thing, the Secret Service, it was disbanded 10, 15 years ago. And then suddenly, after all this time, they release the pictures of these two men that they say did it or think did it, and know that they've gone back to Russia and know that they're never going to find them because they were probably pseudonyms anyway. Mind you, they look like they did it, don't they? If you're going to have secret agents who are going to bump somebody off, they look like it.
You've got to look the part, haven't you?
Yeah. Well, I said, you know, Ash and I, who I do my radio show with, I used to, we do a little video every night, which you can see all the videos on our YouTube site, can't you? On our Facebook site. Where are they?
YouTube.com/James Whale Radio Show.
Yeah, YouTube.com/James Whale Radio Show. I was going to say that. And people say that we look like a couple of thugs.
Am I allowed to agree?
No. But I tell you what, I came up with a little idea, a scenario that I thought we could start playing a little soap opera every evening, a little 2-minute soap opera, and we call ourselves, I thought we call it Sharky and Crutch.
Who's the crutch?
You see? Well, I'd be Sharky, wouldn't I? Whale Shark. Sharky, and he's the crutch.
Gotcha. So he's the one, yeah, that props
Sharky
you
and Crutch, because I lean on him. We could call him Sharky and Crutch.
That sounds better, yes.
Yeah, yeah. Anyway, and I thought, you know, we'd do things which would promote other radio stations. Like we'd have a case maybe this week. Julia Hartley Brewer's lost her cat.
Right, and then you're going to climb up a tree and rescue it.
Yeah, or something like that. I don't know.
Okay.
Yeah. You could see Ash going around, pussy, 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 where are you, pussy, pussy, pussy? Oh, now the dogs have got interest. No, we're just talking. I've got to be very... If I use the C word, the dogs will make so much noise.
I'll have to press the button.
Yeah, and Daisy May, lying on her back here with her legs in the air, wants... Do you want a tickle? Here we are. Hang on. Anyway. Right, so I've forgotten what... What am I talking about? For goodness sake, I've forgotten.
You were talking about saying the word cunt on the radio.
I've never said the word cunt on the radio.
You said if you use the C word, you'll be in trouble.
No, I meant the C-A-T word.
Oh, cat. Oh, okay.
Oh, shut up. No cats. No cats? No. You're all right. No. Good girl. Come here. Come here. Come here. Come here. Come here.
Come oh, dear.
Here. Come here.
Oh, dear.
Come here. Oh, right. Are you okay?
Yeah, I'm all right.
Eh? Not you. Are you all right, Daisy May?
Eh? Spider crawling right? up my screen.
What?
There's a spider crawling up my screen. Come here. Please.
Do you know,
here, spider.
Dogs here. Smell so wonderful. Oh, dear, don't moan like that. Go on, sit down there. Right, so anyway, did I finish with Donald Trump? I can't remember how I got to that. Oh, yes, on the talk radio show, talking to Alexander Nekrasov, who said, you know, it's all. What would be the point? Why would Russia make such a cock-up? I don't know what the point is. And if Russia has done it, though... then we should be sending all the oligarchs home, okay? We should be impounding their money. We should be telling Russia we just ain't standing for this, which is what we've done, and sorting it out. But we still seem to be quite happy to have the money from the wealthy Russians who've bought enormous amounts of property in this country, haven't we?
It's all about plausible deniability, though, isn't it, at the end of the day?
Well, I was going to say that. You have to wonder, why was it released the other day about these two? And that suddenly took over from all the other news stories. So what news has suddenly disappeared that would have been embarrassing somewhere along the line if that news about those two Russians who happened to be in Salisbury, apparently?
Maybe Theresa May doing some more dancing?
Well, that would have been embarrassing. My golly, that is embarrassing. She hasn't done any more, has she? Please don't do any more.
Not sure. I've been away for a week.
No. You haven't been away.
I have. I've been on a different surface.
Oh, God. Right, okay. All right. You've been mending your roof. That's not being away.
It's not mending. Mending. I've been building a roof.
Really?
Yeah, I took the old one off.
That's a skilled job. Why were you doing that?
It was $4,000 cheaper.
Oh, gosh, I'd have saved up and spent the $4,000. Anyway, so that's my thought on that. By the way, if anybody has any other suggestions as to why the Russians decided they wanted to do it or what the reason for it was, get in touch. You can email me, jameswhaleradio@gmail.com. Or go on our Facebook page and you can see what lots of people are saying about what we talk about here on the radio podcast there, can't they?
Yeah, it's not for the faint-hearted, though.
No, no. You want to be rude? Feel free. I don't care. But we only allow 5,000 people on at once, don't we?
Yeah, that's not that's not a restriction we put in place.
Why? I thought we had.
Oh, okay, yes, we're only allowing 5,000. Actually, it's 4,999.
Why?
Because...
Well, some people say to me, other people have hundreds and thousands.
Yeah, because they've got a like page. Mm. It's not your personal page, though, is it?
No. No, we could have a like page, but what's the point of people telling you that they like you?
It's a way of you directly talking to your fans, isn't it?
Yeah.
A personal page.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Personal page, but we can only fit 4,999 on at one time.
If we had the 5,000, no one else could request to be your friend.
Oh, that's why you leave one bit close.
Yeah.
Oh, I see. Okay. Right. Okay.
That's why I keep knocking one off for you.
Yeah. Well, I beg your pardon. No wonder your wife's in the situation she is. Okay, so there we are. What else has been going on? Lots of stuff has been going on. Oh, I'll tell you a little thing that I think was worth mentioning. There's a pub somewhere in the country, I've forgotten where now, where the landlord has decided that if people will hand in their phones and they don't speak on their phones in his pub, he'll give them a free drink. And I find this whole business of the phone Nazis really annoying. You know, the people who, if you happen to have a call on your phone, sitting on a train or somewhere in public, there's always one twat who goes, look, f*** off, right? I've got a phone. I'm in contact. My phone is my contact to everybody else. And if I'm on the phone, then shut the f*** up and keep away, okay? Now, if I was one of those who was on the phone and said, I'm on the phone, dear. Can you hear me? I find those annoying and embarrassing. If you're on a mobile phone in public, the thing is to keep it as quiet as possible. Quieter than if you were talking to your mate who was sitting next to you. So why anybody should get... I mean, sure, if somebody's speaking in a very loud voice and being ridiculous, tell them to sod off, I don't care. But if I want to take a phone call, and as long as I'm talking, you know, quieter than I would be if I was talking to an actual human being sitting next to me, I don't see it's got anything to do with anybody else. And I'm also sick of all the people who say, are we going to try and stop people Googling, going online? People have got to stop being addicted to their phones or their tablets. They said the same thing, by the way, when televisions came out. You know, the world moves on. My grandchildren are never off their tablets. They are far better informed than most of you and me. At that age, far better informed. Do you know, I get sick of it. There are even people, that sort of smug, stupid person on the television the other day going, oh, yes, well, we're helping people to come down off this terrible addiction of being on your phone or your tablet or your computer. That's what we do in today's life. And if you're not able to do it, then go and get some lessons. Personally, I've got Rob, who looks after my whatever. And everybody should have a Rob. And if you've got a few bob, you could afford a Rob too. But you don't need one if you're a kid because you're growing up with this technology. And I'm sick of people going on, oh, can't you put it down? Why have you got it at the table? Well, I might be bored with you if I'm at the table and I'm in touch all the time. Third World War could have broken out. I'll find out before anybody else because my phone will tell me. You know, it's a very necessary piece of technology. Sure, if you go into a restaurant quite often, you might turn it off for a bit. Personally, I don't because I never know when the next job's coming along. And you know, it's got nothing to do with anyone else. I have never sat in a restaurant and heard anybody talking on their phone as loudly as they're talking to the people they're sitting with. So phone Nazis, button it.
I've got a big box of old Nokia phones, you know, thousands of Nokia phones that I've had over the years. Can I go into this pub and get completely trolleyed?
Yeah, probably, yes. What a good idea.
And how does it work? Do you have to buy something first? I mean, you just walk in and say, here's my phone, give me a pint. You drink the pint and then leave.
I've no idea. I just heard somebody on the radio talking about it. And they were saying the same as me. I thought, thank goodness somebody's actually standing up to these people who think, you know, phones ruining conversation. How they can be ruining conversation, I've no idea, because that's what I'm doing on the phone.
Yeah, I mean, imagine getting up in the pub and saying, I'm just going home to make a phone call. I'll be back in a minute. The landlord will be losing.
And lots of people now are texting, and some people say, well, they've got their phone at the table and they're texting. Yeah, well, that might be important. You don't know what they're doing. And if you're talking to somebody else, as you know, if you're sitting there with one, you've invited somebody out on a date or something and you don't talk to them, mind you, I have known people who go out and text each other at the dinner table rather than talking so people can hear them.
Yeah, but you can't repeat those messages.
No, but they're quite funny, aren't they?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. So, I, you know, why people have to moan the whole time? It's the modern equivalent of the curtain twitcher. Now, listen, much as we take the piss out of poor old Boris, sad news, isn't it? I mean, he's getting divorced. I mean, that's the nail in the coffin of his possibility of becoming the next prime minister of the country, isn't it? Can't have a man going through a divorce, can we?
Well, it's a modern thing. He's a modern family man if he gets divorced, isn't he? It's the new thing.
Yeah, but it doesn't show. Has he been married 25 years?
About that, I would imagine, yeah.
Yeah, no, I think he probably... You know, this story is only recently broken. He's going to be wound up with divorce proceedings and getting it sorted out and separating everything, isn't he, over the next couple of months, next year, whatever. Thank goodness he's not involved in the negotiations of Brexit.
That's true. But I wonder if that's why he resigned.
Well, I wonder if that's why he keeps saying such ridiculously stupid things in the media, that he was just... You know, he's in one of those, I don't give a shit, I'm just going to say whatever I feel like.
Maybe. Well, see what happens. They might get back together.
Yeah. Could do, couldn't it? You never know, do you?
No, you don't.
Yeah. Okay. So, poor old Boris. I mean, it's tragic when anybody sort of gets to a situation like that, isn't it?
Yep.
You don't sound as upset as I thought you would do.
So I was more worried about you getting...
I thought perhaps you might... What?
I was more worried about you getting slightly quieter. Did you move away from the microphone then?
No, I was just feeling sad for him. I was just having a moment of feeling a bit, you know.
But I'm feeling your sadness.
Good. Moving on. I had a big problem this week. My dishwasher blew up.
When you say blew up, I mean, did the dishes and everything catapult across the room?
No. It's just, I can't remember what it was. I thought I was watching the news and then suddenly the television went off and I thought, oh gosh, what's going on now? And then I heard a kind of rumble and I looked over into the kitchen and because I sit in the kitchen and watch the TV. It's quite sad. But anyway, and I saw a little bit of blue smoke coming out of the dishwasher that I had only put on about 3 minutes before.
It's never a good sign, that blue smoke.
So, you sort of smell of oil. Like, why would there be oil in a dishwasher? I don't know, but burning oil.
Burning electronics.
Yeah, that sort of smell. So then I went out, found the fuse box and did that, but then I couldn't find out how to sort the problems. Must have been one circuit where all the sockets in the bedrooms weren't working and in the office where the computer is wasn't working. And I just could not work out how to get that back on. Now, luckily, a friend of mine who's an electrician came round the day after and helped me sort it out. But the dishwasher's finished.
Fubard.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know. It was here when I moved into the house, but I don't know. Oh, I'll just get another one. There's no point in having it repaired, is there?
No, you shouldn't repair white goods, no.
Why?
Why, it's just...
You shouldn't repair them?
No, not really.
Why do they keep offering you flipping insurance stuff when you buy white goods and...
I don't know. I had a washing machine once. The seal went on it, the rubber seal. Mm. And I phoned them up. I think it was about 90 quid. And they come out. And the guy couldn't do it. I had to actually do it in front of him because he couldn't do it. Mm. But he obviously supplied the seal. And then a few months later, it went again. And that's 90 quid. And I suppose I could have got him back out to replace it under the warranty or whatever. But I went out and bought a new dishwasher for like, it's like £200-£300 with a 5-year warranty. Yeah. So what's the point in calling somebody out? I suppose it's recycling, isn't it? Keeping the old stuff going. Mm. But it's all rotting inside, isn't it? Those years and years and years of dirty detergent going down.
Okay, all right, making me feel sick now. So anyway, I've got to replace the dishwasher fairly soon because all I've got now is a sink with washing piling up in it.
I could send you some washing up liquid.
I've got washing up liquid. It's just a physical thing of having to do it.
Haven't you got friends that can come round and give you a hand?
No, I don't want them. Listen, I've got 6 shirts hanging out on the line that when we finish this, I'm going to go and put on hangers and bring in. And by the way, I found a great way. I don't iron. Okay. So I wash the shirts. Yeah. And if I've only worn them once, I wash them on that cycle, a fast cycle, and I don't put any soap in, just sort of rinse them out.
Okay.
No, because I think you can use too much detergent. I don't do it all the time, but often. And then I hang them up and they're on the line outside and then they get dry. And then I go and I button up the collar and smooth the collar around and leave them on the line blowing in the wind again for a little bit longer. And you put them on a hanger and it just looks like they've been ironed.
Can I make one slight modification to your plan then?
Well, you can try.
Well, instead of not using the detergent, just use a little bit of conditioner to give it that little bit of freshness smell. Just a little, just a smidge, right? And if you use the conditioner that's got that easy iron stuff in it, that'll also take all the creases out as well.
Really?
Hmm.
I didn't know you could buy that. I'll have a look when I'm next in the supermarket. I'll have a look for that.
Yeah, look for the label that says easy iron or no non-iron.
Easy iron.
Easy iron or conditioner. Non-iron. Yeah, conditioner. It just puts that little bit of smell in just to make it smell fresh.
Oh, okay. I mean, they smell quite nice because I just get my can of Lynx and spray them with that while they're on the line. So they smell nice.
Is it Lynx Africa by chance?
I don't know. Are there different ones?
There are different scents, yeah.
Hold on. Let me have a look. This one is fresh, all day fresh. That's quite nice. And this, I've got another one here because, oh, that's fresh too. They're all fresh.
So it's Lynx Fresh.
Yeah.
Are you some sort of celebrity that gets Lynx that's a different fragrance to everyone else then?
No. I just picked a couple of things up in the supermarket when I was there last. Doggy dogs. What's wrong?
I've never
you
heard
want me
of...
to finish? Oh, sorry, they're getting bored. Go on.
I've never heard of Lynx Fresh.
Haven't you?
No.
Well, go online. I mean, hang on, let me have another look. It's, hang on. It's Africa.
Yay! I was right.
What? Deodorant and body spray, all day fresh.
So you saw
the Africa bit.
The Africa bit's huge. That's the biggest bit on the bottle.
No, yeah,
well, the can.
It's not. Lynx is the biggest bit on the can.
Then Africa.
And Africa. I like us. You can turn the top and the squeezy thing goes in. So
yeah. There we are.
Yeah.
Oh, just bung a can in when you put the washing on then.
Hang on. Oh, that's nice.
I can smell that from here.
Okay. We should get sponsored by Lynx.
We should now, yeah.
Right. So anyway, I'm just going to have to bite the bullet and get another dishwasher, obviously.
No problem. We can sort that for you, I'm sure.
Good. Yeah, and you can come and put it in because you're very good, aren't you, at doing all that sort of DIY stuff.
I have to get down on my knees again. My knees hurt.
Do they? Oh, dear. Well, your wife is... Anyway, never mind. Right. So I was going to talk a bit about Brexit, but shall we squeeze in tech talk and films? And then if we've got a bit of time, I'll do my latest thoughts on Brexit.
Okay. Tech talk, then, starting now.
What do you mean tech talk starting now? What's that all about?
I'm just auditioning for the new season of Mastermind.
Oh, right. Okay.
Google browser, the sort of one that everyone uses really now, they're dropping the wibbly wobbly web bit at the beginning, you know, the www.
Well, nobody ever says that, do they?
Some people do. Don't know why.
Yeah. Yeah, but they sound such pillocks when they say it. You get people who are doing an interview and say, where can people find out more about you? Well, if you go to the website, it's www, and you think, oh, for f***'s sake, shut up.
So it's Wibbly Wobbly Web is going to be removed from the
Is that what WWW stands for?
Yeah, Wibbly Wobbly Web.
It does not. What does it stand for, really?
World Wide Web.
Oh, right, okay. I should have known that. I have no idea. I don't even say WWW.
You can put it in still, but it will remove it from the bar at the top automatically.
Good. I don't like it.
Okay. If you've ever travelled on British Airways, check your credit cards.
Well, this is the way new wars and problems are going to happen.
Yeah. 380,000 payment cards have been stolen. Mm. Information has been stolen from the British Airways database.
Yeah.
So that's not good, is it?
No. And who was responsible and why? And what are they going to do about it?
Yeah. Twitter has completely banned Alex Jones and InfoWars now. They gave them a week ban, but now they're completely banned them.
Because, why have they done that?
Abusive behaviour.
On Twitter?
Yeah.
But what abusive behaviour?
I saw a video of him touching someone in a hallway and the bloke complained.
He touched a bloke in the hallway?
Yeah, not in a sexual way or anything. He just put his hand on his shoulder.
And the bloke complained, and that was enough to get him banned on Twitter. I do not understand that.
No, I don't either, but he's banned now. So the man who's all about free speech has been banned from the internet, basically.
Hmm.
When I say the internet, all social media platforms, major ones.
All social media?
Yeah.
Yeah, he carries out all his work on social media.
More or less, yeah. So he's obviously his own website's still up and running, and people that are copying his videos and putting them on their own Twitter feeds. So he's still effectively on Twitter, but
I mean, he's got millions and millions of followers. He has a whole business. InfoWars has a load of people who work on it. It's a big business.
Yeah, yeah. Don't know how
I just
big.
Wonder it's what going. He did. I mean, there's so many abusive people in social media. I mean, he's nuts-ish. I mean, you know, he's the conspiracy theorist of all conspiracy theorists.
Yeah, he's the go-to man if you want to listen to some bollocks. Yeah.
Yeah. We used to, on my late night radio show years ago, we used to have him on regularly.
He's a nice enough guy. Really?
No, he's not.
I'm trying to be impartial, but I can't really.
Why?
I don't know.
No, I just wonder. I mean, you know, it's like a Trump thing, isn't it, really? What, is he a fan of Trump or not? I don't know.
I think he is. Yeah, I think that's the problem.
Ah.
Yeah, I think that's the problem.
Ah. We better be careful then.
Well, they can't pull me off.
Why not?
They
can't pull you off. That is disgusting.
Argos are going to allow shoppers to use the Google Smart Speaker, a bit like Alexa.
Hmm.
So you can order stuff from Argos now by simply saying, hey, Google, order me from Argos number 716-3749.
So presumably there must be cars now where everything can be just an audio command.
Oh, there are audio commands. Yeah, start the car. Yeah, you can do that, yeah.
Yeah. I want one of those.
I've just annoyed everyone who owns a smart speaker, though, because they've all just now ordered the whatever the 716-3749 is.
Well, good. I hope they enjoy it. And just think of it as a present to yourself chosen by us.
I'd love to know what it is. So if you can let us know, that'd be great.
Yeah. JamesWellRadio@gmail.com. That's the email address. Right. Go on. Have you finished then or not?
I could do the films this week.
What films?
Well, the one film that I saw that has the woman who does the voice for Meg in Family Guy is the main actress in it.
Yeah.
Film called The Spy.
He is the main actress in it. I'm glad you're still confused. That's good news.
She, I said.
You said he.
I said, did I? I'll edit it
but
out.
But it doesn't matter. It's fine.
The Spy Who Dumped Me. Entertaining. There you go. I'll leave it at that.
All right, okay. I saw a film. It was on television late one night. I came in and I put the telly on, as I do now, and I sit there until about 2 a.m. And I never see lots of it. What's that short actor's name who was in Top Gun?
I was going to say Danny DeVito until you said Top Gun. The short actor in Top Gun, Tom Cruise.
He's slightly taller. Tom Cruise, yeah, he's very short.
Yeah.
Yeah. He's slightly taller than Danny DeVito, but not much. And It's a name. It's somebody's name. It's a bit like Mission Impossible, but I can't. Or a bit like the Bourne series of movies. I can't remember what it was called now. Jack Regan? No, Jack something.
Jack Reacher.
Jack Reacher. That's right. Reacher. Yeah. Really good movie.
Yeah, it is a good movie.
Has he made more than just one of them, or is it?
I think that's the only one.
All right. That was good. I enjoyed that. Very good.
You like films like that, then?
Yeah. I sat there, and the dogs kept looking at me as if to say, can we go to bed? I said, go to bed if you want to go to bed. But you haven't made the bed. I've made the bed. I've thrown the duvet over. I plumped up my pillows. You can do your own.
And did they?
Yeah, of course I went to bed.
Yeah, well, there you go, then.
And when I went to bed later, they looked at me as if to say, what are you doing? Why have you disturbed us? Which would be fine, but then when they get up to go out, they want to go out and have a wander around the garden and have a wee or whatever. Can you hear them down there moaning at me? And they get up about 5:30.
Well, can't you give them their own key?
I tried that, but they kept losing it. Would you stop that, dogs? Honestly. We'll go in a minute. Right, okay. So that was it, really, about movies?
Yeah, yeah. Did you see X Factor?
Yeah, and do you know, I have to be honest. First of all, what on earth has happened to Simon's face?
Yeah, that is a bit worrying, isn't it?
I think he's put on a lot of weight.
You think that's what it is? He hasn't had any...
The little lad from whatever band that was just the dullest person I have seen.
Bit lost, isn't he?
Completely and utterly unnecessary. Robbie, I've always been a huge fan of Robbie Williams, but he and his wife, it was just kind of like the Robbie Williams show.
Yeah, especially when he was singing, yeah.
I thought the fact they do it now in front of the big audience... that people come to audition from all over the world, and lots of professional singers. I don't think it's, people liked seeing the idiots. They liked seeing it as if it was just sitting in a room somewhere and people turning up to do an audition without much.
Yeah, it's not fast paced enough. The old one used to be next, and you got like a snippet of individuals being stupid,
yeah,
and then occasionally a good singer.
It's now making it look like the rest of the show, if you know what I mean.
And it's more about the judges than the actual singers now.
Well, it's always been about Simon, and I thought that was good. I mean, Simon has a great personality for doing that, and he knows what he's talking about. But I don't know, who is the little one, the little emaciated guy sitting next to him? Who's he?
That's the same guy that they sacked. What's his name? Louis.
Louis had a facelift.
Well, yeah, he's the younger version of Louis. He's called Louis.
Oh, I see. I thought you meant he was Louis. You know, I don't know. He's a child.
Yeah. But
so how can he have the experience to tell other people whether they're good or bad?
He's more successful than the Beatles, though.
He's more successful than the Beatles?
Yeah, because he's sold more music than the Beatles.
Do you see, I find that a really stupid analogy because, first of all, you can access more music, so you can get more music nowadays.
Yeah, but you can still get
Secondly, there are more human beings on the planet now than when the Beatles were around, so I bet the percentage rate is not greater. Thirdly, there isn't anybody in the world who hasn't heard of the Beatles.
I'm sure there's a lot
of young songs people. Does this bloke written?
Well, he's in One Direction, isn't he? So he's a huge, huge megastar with all
they're
the youngsters.
Finished One Direction. That was a couple of weeks wonder.
So was the Beatles.
No, it wasn't. The Beatles were some... I'm not a Beatles fan, by the way. I was always a Stones fan. But, I mean, One Direction, just one of the... They're one of those boy... But, I mean, okay, if you're 12 years old, maybe you thought they were good. I don't know. But don't get me on that. Anyway, the whole point is he wasn't very good as a judge on a television show, in my humble opinion.
Correct. Yeah. I agree.
And now you've told me he was in this One Direction. I heard of One Direction, obviously, but I couldn't name them.
I couldn't name them either.
Well, why are you being so sort of supportive of One Direction then?
It's just because obviously he's been through the X Factor. He's done the world tours. He's sold probably the most singles and albums than any other artist ever. So he's sort of qualified, but it doesn't work in reality, does it?
No, of course it doesn't. Because you're sort of qualified doesn't mean, you know, because you've done it doesn't mean you can tell other people how to do it. Teachers who teach are not necessarily the best.
Correct.
Okay, thank you for that. Listen, I might save my Brexit thoughts for next week, because Brexit is going to be one hell of an unmitigated disaster. And I'm interested to see whether or not we kind of find other news stories that take the place of this. And the government obviously are very embarrassed, have no idea what they're doing. Operation Yellowhammer, everybody's heard about now. I'm wondering whether that, by the way, was leaked on purpose.
Excuse me. I've not heard of Operation Yellowhammer because I've been away. Can you please fill me in?
Junior Minister came out of Number 10, and as you know, there are journalists with cameras outside Number 10 the whole time.
Yeah.
And again, this has happened before with other people. Again, this pillock had got secret information, but not covered up.
Oh,
Operation Yellowhammer about Brexit is Operation Yellowhammer is brought into force, as far as I understand it, when there are national emergencies, when there's going to be a national war, when everybody's electricity's gone off, when there are going to be floods, when there could be a terror. You know, you only talk about Operation Yellowhammer when there is something imminently going to affect all of us badly.
And that's what happened this week.
And it comes out with Operation Yellowhammer Brexit on the top of this file.
Oh, dear. Deliberately, you think?
Well, I mean, you know, people have been spotted like this before. They all know there's a bank of photographers out there. That's how democracy works. Why would you not put it in the file so nobody saw it? So I've got a feeling it's leaked on purpose so that people can keep talking about it. And, you know, perhaps if they manage to save it, or maybe they know they're going to do a deal, which a lot of people are going to be very upset with. It's not going to be a good deal for a lot of those Brexiteers. And so this is a way of softening people up, saying, oh, thank God for that. I thought it was going to be a catastrophe.
Do you think it was done for the benefit of the people in Europe to make them panic a little bit?
Possible. Very possible, yeah. Okay. But, you know, this whole Brexit thing is the biggest self-inflicted wound any country could ever do to itself.
I'll check it out after the show. I hadn't heard of, genuinely hadn't heard of Operation Yellowhammer.
Right. Okay. I suppose we should do questions to the whale.
Okay.
Usually end up with this if you're a new listener, if you want to write in, write in as an old-fashioned, if you go and email us.
Would you want an email address? I could give it.
Yeah, why don't you?
It's jameswellradio@gmail.com.
Good. Okay. jameswellradio@gmail.com, yeah. And check us out Facebook, Twitter.
Before we get
other
banned.
Stuff.
Yeah.
Before we get what?
Banned.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Yes. right, what questions?
Well, if I'd have been clever enough, I could have said Rob Oldfield says, what is Operation Yellowhammer? But I'm not that clever, so I won't.
No. No, you could have done that, and then you wouldn't have made yourself sound a pillock. But go on.
Okay. Kieran Fox, will the country die with Mrs. May in March?
Will the country die with Mrs. May in March?
Operation Yellowhammer.
That's a ridiculously stupid question. Mrs. May is not going to die in March. It may well be that she won't get elected as Prime Minister. It may well be that lots of people out there think Jeremy Corbyn is the saviour of the country. Personally, I don't. And who's likely to be our new Prime Minister? Because I don't believe it'll be May, Johnson, Corbyn. I think it'll be somebody we haven't even yet considered. Didn't you ask Craig North's question?
I'll do that now. I drew over the top of it, so I couldn't read it properly, but now I've got a fresh copy.
Oh, right.
Sorry, Craig. Craig West North. I assume the W is West. Does the British Bulldog spirit still exist?
The British Bulldog spirit never existed. It was a figment of certain people's imagination.
Jackie Gunt, why do I have insomnia?
Because you can't sleep.
Turn off your blue lights.
I'm answering the questions, not you, you pillot.
Well, you can answer them. I'm just... Okay, right. I'm just correcting them. Paul Stanhope, would you invest in cryptocurrency, James? And if so, would it be in altcoins or Bitcoin?
No, I wouldn't, because I think the whole thing's a con.
Okay.
A lot of people are going to be very badly stung with this, and they have been now. They, you know, everybody talked it up, and people were saying, "Oh, I've invested £10 and I'm now a millionaire." But of course, people have been investing thousands, and it's all disappeared.
The late investors, yeah. So when you come late to a party, you always lose out, don't you?
I don't know. I've always found you go late to a party, and some of the best talent's in the kitchen.
I was taught you go ugly early. That was what I was told.
Get on with it. No idea what that means, by the way.
I'm sure you do. Right.
I've no idea what that means, yeah.
Colin Watkins, who is the favourite person you've interviewed?
People ask you that all the time, and I interviewed Spike Milligan. You can see the interview on our website, and that he was great. I interviewed Margaret Thatcher. I thought she was brilliant as well. I don't know. I like interviewing all sorts of people. If I don't, the interview lasts about 2 minutes.
That's true. That's very true. Yeah.
Mm.
Christopher James Mapp. Will Dixie Normus be appearing on this week's show?
No.
Graham.
And I don't even find that really funny because, you know, I know somebody called Dixie Normus.
Who's the famous trumpet player, you know?
Dick Pierce.
That's the one.
Yeah. And that's, you know, people think that's funny. His name's Richard, but everybody calls him Dick. And he's a brilliant trumpet player. Google Dick Pierce.
Don't Google Dick Pierce.
Yeah, seriously. And that, you know, Dixie Normus is, she's well known, isn't she? Dixie Normus.
I'm sure Dixie Normus is quite big, yeah.
Mm.
Rich Ellis. Why was Yogi Bear naked except for a collar, tie and hat?
Because at the time they made that movie, that was the fashion. Some very stupid questions to me.
Maybe they didn't have the budget for the clothes.
No, there's nothing to do with the budget. That was the fashion that bears wore in those days.
Isn't it a fictional character?
Can we get on with the questions? Have you got any more or not?
Nothing entertaining. Do you want some serious ones?
Well, give me a serious one. It'd be better. Those were entertaining?
Well, they were easy to read. Clive Mash. Is it okay for local businesses to fund extra police officers, as in Cardiff, to tackle unwanted begging?
If local businesses want extra police officers to tackle unwanted begging, then yeah, let them pay for it. Of course it is. You wouldn't expect you, me and everybody else to pay for the police who attend football matches to keep the crowds in order. The football clubs pay for those.
Jonathan Welford. Christmas is coming. When do we put the sprouts on? When do the decorations go up, and how cheap is it to say, rather than buying a pack of cards and posting them, we'll just donate the money to charity?
Well, John Earthen, I've never sent Christmas cards. I've never put up decorations. I don't celebrate Christmas. I mean, okay, it's the end of the year. I do celebrate it. Well, I don't celebrate. You know, you get together, have a few drinks and maybe a bit of food at the end of the year and reflect on it. I don't do all this kind of babies in a manger, three wise men rubbish. I don't do any of that because I find religious holidays a fucking nuisance. And I'll tell you why. Because everybody tries to be exceptionally nice to each other. That's what these religious folk do. And then the rest of the year, they moan about your sexuality. They moan about they moan nonstop. So, you know, this whole Christmas fiasco and any other religious fiasco, I stay well away from. In fact, I'm thinking of starting a campaign to save the Christmas tree. Because there can be nothing worse than uprooting these poor trees and then making them die a slow, lingering death stuck in somebody's living room.
Yeah, with the heating on full blast. Yeah. Mm.
I have a very nice Christmas tree, what is it, a Scots pine, I think, or Norwegian pine, a proper Christmas tree outside my house, which is nearly, I should think it's about 30 foot tall now.
Do you put lights on it?
I imagine somebody probably planted, somebody probably planted it there 30 years ago. It was a Christmas tree. But I quite like looking at it. It's nice. But, all you know, this whole Christmas thing, forget it and don't send cards. Mrs. W and I never sent cards for years and years and years.
Could confirm that. I never got one.
No, and you won't.
You're more a receiver than a giver, aren't you?
I don't receive any cards. It's taken a long time to stop getting them, but I think you're the only person who sends me a Christmas card now.
I normally send you more than one.
Oh, yes, just to fucking annoy me. Yeah, you do.
What would you like this year for Christmas?
Oh, golly. What would I like?
A new dishwasher?
A new dishwasher, but I'll do it. That'd be fine. Yeah, a new dishwasher. Yeah.
You can't open it till Christmas Day, though.
Oh, that's no bloody use. Aren't you open it? Oh, what's all this being? Can't open it till Christmas Day present, bollocks, eh?
Well, that's the whole point, isn't it? Because it's Christmas Day.
Is it?
Well, rules are rules.
I mean, this whole... do you know the thing I find the most annoying is that I lived most of my life, my young life at school, thinking that was history, thinking that the three wise men and the snow in the middle of the desert was an actual historical fact.
I don't think they ever said there was snow in the middle of the desert.
Well, of course they did. They always show on the Christmas cards snow in the desert.
No, they travelled with a donkey across the sands, didn't they?
It's all rubbish anyway. It doesn't matter.
Well, you can't see what colour it is at night time, can you? So it's like snow, isn't it, really?
Don't be stupid. And why, if there was a God, why would you go to the Middle East? Why wouldn't you go to an educated part of the world like China, or one of these who had a civilization? Why would you not start there? Why would you go to an area that was fairly sort of tribal and not terribly advanced?
Las Vegas. They could have gone there, couldn't they?
Now you're just being cretinous, aren't you?
You could have done a bit of gambling.
Oh, for goodness sake. You see, this is what you have to put up with when people lose their argument. They try and be silly.
Take on a few shows, see Elvis.
Right, I'm going now. I'm going to go and have a because you were so late doing this today, I'm going down to get myself a takeaway curry.
Okay, then. Well, I'll let you go and get your takeaway, and I'll just finish the rest of the show.
A pint of Cobra. Ooh, yeah.
I'm not a fan.
Why not? You don't drink, do you?
Well, no, but yeah, I'm not a fan of Cobra.
But no, but yeah. What do you mean you're not a fan of Cobra? You don't even know what it is.
Well, isn't it a draft alcohol from the Indian?
Actually, I prefer Kingfisher, so I might have a Kingfisher.
I agree with you on Kingfisher.
You don't drink. What are you talking about?
Well, I do on special occasions like Christmas and birthdays. When I'm thirsty and you know,
yeah,
depressed, you know, I'll have a drink.
Well, those are all the wrong times to drink.
Well, when's the right time to drink?
Little alcohol every day doesn't do you any harm.
Well, now look at the mess Mrs. O's got into, see? So it's not a good idea.
Mrs. O got into a mess because you drank?
Yeah. So it's not a good idea, really, is it?
No. Most people, if they drink, then they're not able to perform those sort of acts.
Yeah, but mine's heavily watered down with lemonade, so I was sort of okay.
Oh, dear. I'm going now because I'm embarrassed about this whole thing. It's like talking about sex with your kids. Right, thank you very much indeed. Go and check the website out. Don't forget you get copies of the book still there. Fabulous price. All you've got to do is get in touch with us via the website jameswellradio.co.uk and go there and pop into our shop.
Virtually.
Yeah, not into it. Virtually. Right, I'm going.
Okay.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
listening to the James Whale Radio Show. For more information, visit www.jameswhaleradio.co.uk. Why not check us out on facebook.com/James Whale Radio Show or follow James on Twitter at the James Whale. James Whale, the voice of reason.